You're listening to SBS News.
It was the 11th emergency meeting of its kind held at the United Nations and the first in decades. The UN General Assembly voted in favour of condemning the attack in Ukraine, calling on Russian forces to end their aggression. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke about the brutal consequences as the civilian death toll reached at least 227 people. He is also concerned about global security and the potential for the threat to worsen.
End hostilities in Ukraine now. Silence the guns now. Open the door to dialogue and diplomacy now. The territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine must be respected in line with UN Charter. We don't have a moment to lose.
The majority supported the resolution 141-5 with 35 abstentions. Russian President Vladimir Putin is leading attempts to overthrow the Ukrainian government. French President Emmanuel Macron has praised the courage of the Ukrainian people. He also says he will keep in contact with President Putin in an effort to reach a ceasefire.
We all know what binds us to this great European people, that is the Russian people, who sacrificed so much during World War II to save Europe from the abyss. We are today alongside all the Russian people who refuse an unworthy war to be waged in their name
and have the spirit of responsibility and the courage to defend peace.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson spoke to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday and promised further support. Mr. Johnson says Mr. Putin has underestimated the strength of Ukraine.
What we have seen already from Vladimir Putin's regime in the use of the munitions that they have already been dropping on innocent civilians, Mr. Speaker, in my view, already fully qualifies as a war crime.
Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, has come under attack, while the Kremlin says its troops have taken the city of Kherson. But the Ukrainian military denies this claim. The Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations, Sergei Kislytsa, says foreign citizens have lost their lives. He told the UN General Assembly, evil must not be tolerated.
Just yesterday, Kyiv, Kharkiv, Zhytomyr, Mariupol, Melitopol and many other cities and towns sustained heavy shellings that killed dozens of innocents, including children.
World Vision's chief executive, Daniel Woodsworth, is on the Romanian-Ukrainian border, supporting refugees in the conflict. He told SBS News this is an unprecedented situation that needs a critical response.
Always we try to look at the long term. So we're responding to the immediate crisis, but already beginning to think what's going to happen inside of Ukraine, what will happen in Romania, what are the wider ramifications for this, and we want to be well placed to respond.
Mr. Woodsworth says almost 750,000 people have already fled Ukraine and around 100,000 are coming to Romania.
We expect over the next few weeks maybe another 200, up to 1,500 orphan children who are going to need homes outside of Ukraine. We will find a place, safe places for them. We'll look after them and make sure they're okay.
And a second round of talks between Russia and Ukrainian officials are likely after earlier discussions failed to achieve any significant breakthrough. The head of the Russian delegation, Vladimir Medinsky, revealed some details, including the proposed location.
No, we agreed mutually. It's more convenient here both for us and the Ukrainian side. Brest has a good airport and it's closer to the Polish border for the Ukrainian side, as I understand that they come to us through Poland.
The talks are scheduled for Thursday morning. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.